Right, it's gadget time. It's tech time. Gadget detective Fevzi Tilkap joins us for his regular weekly roundup. Don't forget you can subscribe to the Gadget Detective podcast free at gadgetdetective.com or via Alexa, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. How's life, Fevzi?
Very good, actually. I have my cake waiting for me for breakfast after this, so all is well with the world.
What flavour of cake have we gone for today?
Well, I have a choice, because when I order my food for the week, I typically buy four of these small cakes. I say small, they're meant for four people.
So buy four of them each week? 16 portions a week?
No, but that's very good, because that means that by day four, I'm going cold turkey until the next week, you see. So that's
okay.
That's forbearance, you know. So there is a chocolate one. Yeah. There is a Colombian coffee one. There is a Victoria sponge, and there is a carrot cake. Okay. Today's choice is the carrot cake.
Very nice. Right. Well, we'll try not to keep you too long. We're not going to do a burning issue this week, because we're going to concentrate on Father's Day instead, aren't we? And you have come up with not one, but four gadgets of the week.
So, indeed, two of the four, if I may. Sorry.
Yes, please do.
Of the four can be ordered instantaneously. So it's like the technological equivalent of buying it from the petrol station at the last minute. You can get these delivered electronically, and no one will be any the wiser whether you bought it, you know.
Yeah. This morning. Or 10 years ago. Yeah. Well, not 10 years ago. It wouldn't have existed. Well, but anyway, you know what I mean. So number one is the Ember Cup. Now, this is one thing we know about you. You're fussy with your coffee temperatures.
Yes. So this is brand new. In fact, I've only had this for 2 days, I think. It arrived 2 days ago. So we've talked about Ember mugs. So Ember mugs are temperature controlled mugs. Being mugs, they're fairly large and have handles on them. This is different. This is smaller. This is called the Ember Cup. It has the same temperature controlled technology in it, but it's essentially designed for people who like, you know, espresso based coffees. So espressos, cappuccinos, flat whites, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's quite small. It's six, what the Americans call 6 ounces, right, which I had to look up is 178 mil. So that's compared to the mugs which come in 10 and 14 ounces. So this is...
a lot smaller, yes.
Yeah, this is like less, just under half the size of the largest one.
Yeah.
But the price is, you know, not cheap, but commensurately cheaper. It comes in two colours, black, which is $79.95, or the copper edition, which is $99.95. So if you are willing, and the black is very nice. Mm-hmm. It reminds me, you know, you see those cars sometimes, or BMWs, with that very matte black finish on them.
Not really. No, I don't know what you mean. Really,
well, they look like they're designed. They look like they're designed to avoid radar, like they'll absorb. You know, they're not shiny black. It looks like one of those. It's very sleek. You know, it's a sort of mug that Batman would have.
Okay. So you've sold it now. To give you... Oh yes.
Can I tell you, I bought a car once because it looked like the Batmobile. It didn't look exactly like the Batmobile, but you know, I thought, yeah, I could have that.
I hope you didn't crash through barriers when you were coming out of the secret cave. Anyway, carry on, sorry.
So this is a temperature-controlled mug. So it's not just like an insulated mug. It's got, in the base of it, has a battery and a heating coil. You can't see any of that, but it's all in there. And the charger is the saucer. Mm-hmm. So you plug the saucer in, it charges it up. And with this size of mug and the battery within it, it will last about an hour and a half. So that's to say, if you've got a coffee in there, it will be an hour and a half before it starts going cold, which is, I think, pretty excellent.
Should be long enough for a small cup, yes.
Mm. Yeah. No, I think it's fine. I mean, I would say that, I mean, gift-wise, this is a little bit, I mean, it's not cheap, is it, at $79.95, but it's more affordable than you know, the other ones, I guess.
Okay.
But I personally prefer the bigger ones, because I think that these temperature-controlled mugs really come into their own with larger quantities of drink, because it's more likely then to go cold on you.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, you know.
Fill it up, sit down, You can write a whole chapter over the next 3 hours and you've still got perfect temperature coffee throughout. Yes, so I think you're right.
But I also think the aesthetics of this thing are great. And the other thing is that the way these mugs work is that the actual mug is made of metal so that it can conduct heat throughout the mug. But you don't burn your hands because the inside and all the surfaces are coated in this sort of ceramic layer. Mm-hmm. So it actually, it feels very nice when you hold it. But it's nice because it also means, because it's got no handle on it, it's a cup. It keeps your hands warm as well. So it's kind of, once you get into the, today you don't want that, right? But when you get into the autumn and winter, it's actually quite a nice thing to have.
Right.
So Daddy will be very pleased if he gets one of these, I dare say, as would any other member of the family, I wouldn't mind one. Right, number two.
Oh, hang on.
Is...
Four stars out of five, we should say,
oh,
for that one.
Yeah, sorry, I should say that. So, I always do.
The Ember Cup.
It's the Ember Cup, four stars out of five.
Yeah.
Very good. If you want to check it out, uk.ember.com. Next one from
Wireless Mouse. Yes.
Yeah, but I've chosen one because, and I don't want to stereotype people, but, as we get older, dads, we might have the odd bit of, carpal tunnel or just painful wrists or, bits and pieces start to hurt, right? This is an ergonomically designed mouse. It's called the Logitech MX, as in Mother X-Ray, vertical ergonomic mouse. And the idea is that instead, when you use a mouse, your hand is largely face down, isn't it? It's all flat.
Yes.
Palm down, as it were. With this one, it's almost vertical, it's more like you're shaking hands with the mouse. Never thought we'd say that on a Saturday morning. Mouse. You're shaking hands with the ergonomic mouse. It reduces the muscle strain. They've done quite a lot of tests. I mean, in terms of sort of muscle strain, it's about four times less hand movement involved in using a mouse that's designed like this. But in addition to... Oh, and by the way, also very important, also available for left-handed people, different model.
Right.
Because it's so ergonomic, it's not symmetrical. Yeah, it tilts over.
Yes, I see.
But it's nice that, left-handers are included in this just by the left-handed version. But also, because it's an MX mouse, it's one of their series where it will, for example, work with three different devices. So it's got a little switch underneath, and you can just switch between, let's say, your iPad. It will work on an iPad, or your PC, or your Mac, or your, whatever it is, all these different types of computer. It will not only support the different types, but it will switch between them, which is really nice, because it means you don't have to have one. It won the Red Dot Design Award back in 2019, and is rather excellent. Also gets 4 stars out of 5. I particularly like using it on an iPad. People are so used to using iPads just with their finger, but there are ways of using iPads for sort of more professional type use, and you have a keyboard, a Bluetooth keyboard with it, or a keyboard case, and then you have one of these mice, and suddenly your iPad becomes a serious work tool as well, which I kind of like.
Very good. 95 quid, so about the same price as the cup. And available in grey, white and pink. I wonder if there's any groovy modern dads out there who'd like the pink version. I would like to think so. But who knows?
Yes. Tough enough to wear pink.
That's me, baby. This is Bill Buckley. Fevzi Turkamp, the gadget detective, is helping you with some last-minute Father's Day gifts. On to number three, then, the Arturia Software Synthesizer.
Yes. So these last two are ones that are digital products that you can buy at a moment's notice. So if you've really got dad nothing... and want it not to appear that you've forgotten, then these sorts of products can be used. So Arturia are a French company. It's spelled Arturia. The French seem to be making quite a nice niche for themselves in these sort of high-tech areas, or reasonably small companies producing really good products. We've looked at, for example, those Withings smartwatches and so forth. They're French. And then Arturia, they do software, but they also make, electronic music hardware as well, hardware synthesizer and that sort of thing. And it's quite incredible because back in the 80s, these were all Japanese companies. But now you've got European companies doing really good things. And we've got some good British ones as well, I have to say. So these are software synthesizers. That's to say that they are software programs that run, in this case, on a Windows PC or a Macintosh computer, that emulate, that recreate classic synthesizers of the past. So one example of that, one that I used to, you know, absolutely, literally salivate over, I think, was the Roland Jupiter 8. When I was a teenager,
yeah,
in 1981, I used to, this is the year that the Roland Jupiter 8 was being, it was like the mothership of all synthesizers, a huge thing. And I used to go to a place called Denmark Street in London, all the synthesizer and guitar shops were. And I could never, ever afford to buy any of these things. I mean, they were, even then, they were thousands of pounds. That was, you know, in the early 80s. Mm. The sound, for example, the Jupiter 8, it, you know, probably most famously on Michael Jackson's Thriller. And you can actually, all these preset sounds, you can actually hear them. You know, as soon as you hear them, you know what songs they were used on. So if you were to try and buy one of these things are collectibles now. And I looked up on eBay what it would cost you to buy a Roland Jupiter 8 now, bear in mind that, you know, this is from the early 80s, mm-hmm. this synthesizer hasn't been produced for decades, but people have maintained them and they're still running. But it costs money. If you buy one of these, you have to have a budget for maintenance, right? Because these things, you know, the capacitors go and all of this. The one that's currently on sale is £27,000, on eBay. I have seen them sold as cheaply as sort of £7,000 or £8,000, but if they're in less good condition. And if you look at where they're from, they're so scarce now that, you know, you buy them from Italy or other countries and unlikely. You'd wait a while maybe to find a UK seller. So, but you can buy an emulation. An emulation gets you very, very close. Mm-hmm. And most people wouldn't really be able to tell the difference. And in any event, the original machines used to vary in their sound from each other because they were, you know, they age.
Yes,
and differ.
Of course. Yeah.
So the Arturia version is called the Jupe 8, as in short for Jupiter 8 V. The list price on it is €149, which is about £128. If you shop around, you may find it more cheaply than that. But quite incredible, you know, because you can then have several, what they call several instances of this. So once it's on your computer, and if your computer's reasonably powerful, you don't need to just run one of these, you can run multiple of these, because these, so you can have one doing the bass, one doing the chords, yeah, one doing the pads, you know, and you could, it would, nice, it'd be equivalent of having four Jupiter 8s running at once. If you're really flush, they do a collection, a sort of bundle of all the different software synths that they do, and it's over 20, I think it's about 25 or something. It's called the Arturia V Collection 9. You can, list price for that is about €600, but you can buy it for about £400, which is £400 for over 20 classic synths. You know, it's got things like the Fairlight. You remember that? Yes. I don't know if you know, but one of the first samplers used to cost about the same as a house.
I remember the name.
Well, Fairlights and Synclaviers and all these sort of, you know, and that was around the time of, I don't know if you remember, but artists like Art of Noise, all those sort of,
yes, yeah,
sort of crashing broken glass sounds and all these sorts of things that you used to get in, you know, 80s music. So it's a recreation of these classic synthesizers.
Never too late for Dad to have his first hit record, is it? And it's so easy to make it in your back bedroom,
yeah,
these days and put it online.
It's kind of retro. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like younger people do enjoy these as well because analog synths are very much sort of made a comeback. But if your dad is maybe in his 40s or 50s, then... or if you want it and you just buy it, pretend to buy it from him and use it yourself. But you know, this will bring a tear to the eye of some men. And
it certainly
some
will.
Women as well. Yeah.
Four out of five stars.
Yes, thank you for that. And finally. We've talked about this before. It's a subscription for a service called Readly. Read as in reading, R-E-A-D, and then L-Y on the end. Website is gb.readly.com. Now, this is a subscription, and it's a subscription for magazines, but not just one magazine. It's a digital subscription. You know, you mm-hmm. get it on your iPad or your Android tablet, or you can even use it on your phone. Over 6,000 magazine titles available. So not just the latest version.
How do you see the wood for the trees? How do you know what to read?
Well, the good thing is that it's not using wood. I mean, that's a really nice thing about this. I used to have, back in the day, this huge... I used to by just about every technology magazine that was going. And they used to just mount up, you know. They were all about, you know, half an inch thick to start with, each magazine. And I used to have to cull them every time something got to 6 months. I'd cut out all the articles I wanted and throw away the rest, because there was just no space for all these magazines. And you could never find what you wanted. So with this, it's a subscription. Think about Netflix, but instead of Netflix for movies, think about Netflix for magazines.
Great comparison.
Also has newspapers. Not all of them, but you get included in the subscription is The Guardian, The Independent, The Observer, The Daily Mirror, The Daily Express, The Daily Star, and The Evening Standard, and some sort of Irish and Scottish titles as well. So you get access to all those. So you get the daily paper as well in this. And it's just really nice because, first of all, 6,000 magazines. It's like the biggest W.H. Smiths in the world. You know, you just go in there and it's like rack upon rack. And it's really nicely done. The app that you get, be it on, you know, iPad or Android or whatever, it looks really good. It's very usable, very readable. The page turn is this sort of very lush animated page turn. And the animation looks really nice.
Yeah.
And a lot of the titles support text to speech so that you can have it read those magazines to you. You can also alter the size, so if your eyesight is not perfect, you can make it bigger and make it easier to read. Doesn't take up any space. It's searchable, so let's say you just want to learn about a particular thing, you just search for it like you'd search on Google online.
Brilliant.
But what you're doing is searching all these magazines. It's a subscription. First month is free, then it's $9.99 per month. If you're very tight, just get Dad the first month.
Then he gets a nasty shock when he looks at his bank account. Yes, a few months on.
And the other thing is you can switch it on and off, right? So you know if you haven't got time to be reading magazines at a particular time, maybe you just want it when you're on holiday.
Oh, and you won't be charged.
You lose access to the magazines, but it means that you know if you just want it for a month,
you
can do it. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, and it will remember all your favourites and all of that, and then you get updates of when they sort of drop in, and it's nice. You remember that feeling of when your magazine or paper used to drop on your mat?
Oh yeah,
you know when they would deliver.
Look in.
It's like that, but now you get a notification. Your favourite issue of whatever it is. Is there, and it's really very, very good. I've given it 3.5 stars out of 5. It is excellent. It is $9.99 a month, although there are often deals. If it was like $6.99 a month, it would have got 4 stars, but it's got 3.5 out of 5. But it's still very excellent and instantly buyable again.
Yes, that has been a lovely selection. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
We'll talk in 7 days' time. There he goes, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. And don't forget, if you want to get his podcasts for free, it's gadgetdetective.com. You can also find him on Twitter @gadgetdetective.